Chapter 6. Zoe and Jessie discover Canada. Zoe is reading a big book about Canada. Jessie is looking at pictures of bears. Zoe is very excited. It is the second largest country in the world. Did you know that? Miss Tilly enters with her rainbow-coloured bag. She sees Zoe's book.
Excellent choice! Would you like to go to Canada today?
What a good idea!
Okay then, says Miss Tilly.
Whoosh! They land on a hill covered with ice and snow. What a view, says Zoe. It's so peaceful. A caribou is walking quietly on the ice. A girl in a fur-lined parka approaches.
Welcome to my country. I'm a put.
It's a nice name. What does it mean? Asks Jessie. It's snow in my language. A little further, Jessie and Zoe see strange stones. What are they? Asks Jessie. They are Inuksuit, Aput says. They show the way when you travel in the snow. My grandfather said they symbolize friendship and hope. Jessie smiles. Let's build an Inuksuit too. Aput corrects him. Inuksuit is the plural. We say one Inuksuk.
Okay, thanks, says Jessie. Let's build an Inuksuk then.
Together, they lift small stones and build a nice new Inuksuk. Come to my place and we'll have pancakes. Do you like maple syrup?
We must taste it. Let's go to your igloo, Jessie answers.
Aput laughs. We don't live in an igloo.
I didn't know that either, says Zoe. Miss Tilly appears beside them, smiling. The wind blows again, and they are back in class. Zoe is enthusiastic. Canada is amazing. It's so big and beautiful, Jessie adds. And it's so interesting to meet different people.
Miss Tilly says, That's why it's so important to travel. Lesson number 6. Travel helps broaden the mind.